Don't Let the Busyness of the Season Crowd Out What's Most Important by Debbie McDaniel, read by Ellie Johnson. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Matthew 6:33. Just a few weeks before Christmas, and maybe life seems kind of full and busy. Maybe you haven't finished Christmas shopping yet, or that special gift you've been looking for is officially out of stock, or it costs too much money. Maybe the decorations never got fully done, or the lights are already burning out. Maybe the Christmas cards are still waiting to be mailed, and the to-do list is steadily growing day by day. Maybe life is feeling frazzled, and time always seems too short to finish it all. But truth says, maybe what we spend so much time focusing on really isn't the most important. Here's what is. Spending time first with the God who made you, who loves you, and sent His only Son Jesus to be the Savior of the world. In the story of Mary and Martha, Luke 10:38 through 42, times were busy. There was much to be done, and Martha was, well, she was distracted by it all. Maybe like me, you can relate. Yet, in the midst of all the busy, Mary sat herself right down at Jesus' feet. She seemed unaffected by all the pressing needs around her. She just longed to spend time with Him. So Martha did what many of us have done. She complained. Yet Jesus reminded her that in all the hustle and bustle, stress and preoccupation with other things, Mary had chosen what is better, and it would not be taken away from her. So often in this time of year, the most important gets crowded out because of the urgent. It's a battle not to dwell there. Other voices will say, "You don't have time to pray. There's not enough minutes in the day to spend time with God and still get everything done. You're way too busy." And sometimes we swallow that lie. And the next thing we know, we find ourselves weary and worn from spinning our wheels, strength drained, impatient, stressed, pressed, out of control, and nothing much going our way. Yet, if we recognize our need for God, spend time with Him, rely on His strength, He is faithful. He's got our back. He knows our way. We can walk with His blessing and favor. We can live in His peace and be filled with His joy, which is our strength. We may find that when we end up doing less, God is able to do more, much more, with our time and energy than we ever could. For He's never limited by the restrictions we face every day. He is powerful and able to work on our behalf, even behind the scenes where we can't see. He can line out our path, ordain our steps, protect us from what we can't see up ahead, and bring blessing and help where we might otherwise face defeat. That's where real peace is found, and strength for the days ahead. Not in getting it all done, but simply choosing what is better. Seeking Him first, sitting at His feet, time in His presence, soaking in His words. I'm choosing to live there today, and I hope you are too. Intersecting faith and life. What can you let go of today so you can choose what is better and spend time with God? Ask Him for His help and strength. Be reminded that He's with you. He loves you more than you could ever imagine. For further reading, check out Luke 10:38 through 42 and Matthew 11:28 through 30.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
The content we feed our minds will eventually show up in our lives. If we feed our minds the lies and confusion of this world, our lives will begin to reflect worldliness. But if we feed our minds the truth of the gospel, our lives will start to reflect the heart and character of Jesus. I'm John Stonge, and each week I host the Dwell on These Things podcast, where we take a deep look at the Word of God and learn what it means to apply it to our lives. We don't skip difficult passages, and we don't gloss over the truth. If you're looking for a show that will put your mind in a better place and help you understand God's Word with more clarity, you can listen to the Dwell on These Things podcast at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.